Let me tell you, though, Anthony Perkins, after I saw him at Psycho, I could never see him in anything else.
Anything else, no. I must admit, sometimes us horror hosts can be in bad taste, I think. I had the opportunity to interview him.
Perkins or Block?
No, Perkins.
Okay.
For the second film in 1983 at the Universal Studios. And each of us got to stand on the stairway in front of the Psycho House and do an introduction. And I did an introduction wherein someone steps up to me with a butcher knife and pushes it against my throat. And then off camera, we hear the voice of Anthony Perkins or Norman Bates inviting me to come up to the house. Mother is receiving visitors again. Well, when I taped that little interview, I didn't have Norman Bates' voice. I just had me turning and saying, "Norman, is that you?"
Uh-huh.
And I told the cameraman, let it run for about 30 seconds and then cut. So now I have the problem of getting Anthony Perkins to read the wild lines that I would need to dub later on. So I went to the interview that afternoon, and I had the butcher knife with me. And so I did two things. I said, "Mr. Perkins, would you please just read this wild line?" Which he did. He was very cooperative. He didn't know quite. I mean, I tried to explain to him.
Well, did he see you holding the knife when you asked him?
No.
Oh, all right.
This came next. I had the butcher knife that I had used on camera. So I said, "Oh, Mr. Perkins, would you mind holding this knife while we do the interview? Perhaps you'd like to clean your fingernails with it." He looked at me rather dubiously, and he shook his head, and he says, "No, I don't think that would be in proper taste right now." And he went on to explain that perhaps in another film he might do something controversial like that, but for the sake of Psycho 2, which he apparently thought a great deal of, I am not going to do that.
He didn't find that funny at all, did he?
No, he did not. He would not hold it. He would not sit there cleaning his fingernails.
Did you ever know Hitchcock?
No, I'm sorry to say I never got to meet Alfred Hitchcock.
What a mind he had.
I did get to meet his daughter, Patricia.
I heard he had a warped sense of humor, by the way.
Well, I was just going to tell you a story about that, could I?
Well, don't forget now, this is a family radio show. And we know some of Hitchcock's stories.
Strangers on a Train?
The movie, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There's a sequence set in a carnival, and there's a Ferris wheel used as a dramatic scene. Well, Hitchcock, as a joke now, as a macabre joke, put Patricia into the Ferris wheel, knowing she was afraid of heights.
Heights, yeah.
And so he had them take the Ferris wheel to the very top, and at that very moment, as she was approaching the top, he arranged to have all of the lights at the carnival darkened. So the entire light.
Oh yeah, he was warped.
Dark, just as she reached the top of the Ferris wheel, and she said, "I sat there just trembling in fear, but I knew my father had done it to me, and sure enough, he had planned the whole thing out."
I had heard that he had his male and female leads of a movie. He invited them to someplace, and then he handcuffed them to a pole. And left them all night.
Didn't that happen to...
He just left. I mean, and you talk about the
Didn't that happen to... Who was the star of The Birds?
I can get that.
I'm trying to remember her name.
That was Tippi.
Tippi Hedren. I actually interviewed her about that.
Was she the one?
It seems to me like that happened to her when they were filming scenes with the birds, where the birds are attacking her. And she was kind of trapped in this room for a long period of time.
Yeah, he was just strange. But, I mean, you could see it in his work.
I don't know if that was a handcuff thing or not. But he is known to have done some very bizarre things with his leading ladies, to say the least. But this is a family show, George.
Yes, it is. And a very highly rated one, John. Vincent Price. Tell me about
Vincent
him.
Vincent Price, yes. He was appearing with the San Francisco Symphony, reading extracts from Shakespeare. So I got a hold of him by phone, and I said, Mr. Price, I have a show called Creature Features. I show old films, and I know my fans just love your Edgar Allan Poe movies that were made in, for Hammer in England, and you are a major star. And he says, my boy, I refuse to appear on your show. However, if you wish to have lunch with me, because I also represented the Chronicle, he said, I will do a newspaper interview with you. So we went to the luncheon, and he denied that he was a horror star. I kept talking about this, and he kept saying, no, those are only action thrillers. They are not horror films. And he totally denied his heritage of horror, or at least he tried to. I didn't really buy it for a moment. So now we jump from 1979 to 1985. He comes back to San Francisco. He's now the host of PBS's series Mystery. Remember, he used to host the introductions for those.
I loved him.
Yes, the Edgar Gorey mansion, you know. He was excellent at that. And he had with him Coral Brown, his beautiful Irish wife, the great West End actress of England, London. And the two were just madly in love. They were like gooey-eyed children. She was 72, and he was 68 at the time. And they sat in the at the interview site, holding hands, looking at each other, calling each other honey and dear. And this time, he made no effort to deny his horror heritage. He openly talked about all those. Now they were all wonderful films made in Great Britain, and he just went on talking about how much he admired all of the work he had done and all of the fandom he had garnered over the years. And Coral would look at him, and her eyes would twinkle, and they were just like two teenagers in love. That's the thing I remember most about Vincent. I thought, how ironic, we think of him as a horror star, and here he's this romantic leading man with Coral Brown.
He was from St. Louis, loved him. That's where he was from.
St. Louis?
Yep.
Yeah, he was. Did you know he was a chef? I was in my dentist's office one day, and I found a cookbook. There's a picture in my book of him cooking. I think he has a spoon. He has a spoon in hand.
A gourmet chef, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was so many things. He was an art collector. He was a lecturer. He was a motion picture star. He was a Broadway actor. And he did all of these things with a wonderful flourish, a wonderful, wonderful touch.
Oh, he was spooky in his films.
But when it came to Dr. Fibes, when it came to the House of Usher, when it came to those Edgar Allan Poe,
he loved those Poe bits.
Yes, he was unforgettable, and he'll never be forgotten. He'll always be remembered for those.